Good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start this one off with cricket. South Africa and Sri Lanka were forced to play the waiting game as rain delayed day one of their first match, their test match at the Kingsmead Stadium. Now, Sri Lanka earlier won the toss and sent the Proteas into bat first for just 20.4 overs before rain stopped play. Now, the Proteas lost 4 wickets in the first session, posting just 80 runs, which is a testament to Sri Lanka's vicious bowling attack. Themba Bavuma and Kyle Vereen, who posted 28 and 9 runs respectively, will come back to the crease tomorrow on day two, with 15 minutes added to each session to make up for lost time. Staying with cricket, England captain Ben Stokes has decided not to play in next year's Indian Premier League in a bid to prolong his international career. Now, his team play New Zealand in the first test in Christchurch from tomorrow. Stokes' decision not to take part in the IPL auction earlier this week can lead to a two-season ban under new rules. And then in some rugby, in some sevens rugby, Tristan Leeds says he is ready to play for the Blitzbox at the Dubai Sevens this weekend. He steps in for the injured Salvin Davids. The 27-year-old emphasizes the team's focus on executing training strategies and restoring pride in the Blitzbox jersey. With 5 tournaments and 69 points under his belt, Leeds says he is eager to make his mark in Dubai for the first time.
Every game we go into, we obviously want to win and we want to be the best. But somewhere along the line, upsets do come, and other teams also, we're all kind of on the same level. And games get tougher, more about what we need to do that's going to get us that result. So we're more focused on the processes.
The Blitzbox open up the season with a match against Australia on Saturday. And then over to some football to close. Liverpool will be aiming to continue their 100% record in the Champions League under boss Arne Slot when they host 15-time winners Real Madrid this evening. Now, the Merseysiders have a poor record against tonight's opponents, but the Spanish giants will be without injured star forward Vinny Jr. Slot admits that will affect their approach to the game.
We have to expect something else, and I think he played almost every game for Madrid, so it's again quite difficult for us now to understand what we can expect. But what we do know, what we can expect, is 11 players with great quality.
Tonight's match between Liverpool and Real Madrid kicks off at 10 o'clock. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.